Okay, so what are they missing? I'm talking here about the new and struggling agents in your company or office. Why might they be having difficulty gaining traction in their business? Could it be a lack of direction? Probably not. You've probably given them plenty of that. Could it be understanding how to start? Could it be laziness? My hunch is that it is most likely none of these. What I've gathered in working with a large group of agents in several offices is that it may be a combination of two things. These two things are quite different, but could be used by you to start a conversation around coaching them to success and getting them unstuck. I'll first give you the two things, then I'll give you the solutions. The first one, and the most important, is for them and you to remember that when they begin or when they're stuck, there's a great deal of noise in your industry and everyone's inundated with an excessive array of ways to build their businesses. There's so much incoming information on how to do their business that they become overwhelmed. And when people's brains become overwhelmed, the cerebral cortex doesn't work anymore and they freeze in their tracks and switch to strategies over and over again, not staying with any particular strategy long enough to make it work. The second thing is because it's stress to focus on converting leads, earning clients, that they lose sight of why businesses exist in the first place. They forget that they exist to solve people's problems rather than to sell oneself. So what are the solutions to these two problems? The first is, the solution to the first problem is to actually do less but obsess. Morton Hansen's book, Great at Work, talks about that a great deal, that research concludes that people who obsess about very singular-minded things over and over again are more successful, the most important things. There's an old saying that I think you need to repeat to your agents over and over again. We overestimate what we can do in a day, but we underestimate what we can do in a year. This is very important to remember and to encourage your agents to trust. Encourage your agents to create a clear plan, to execute it day in, day out, do less but obsess, and do it consistently. The solution to the second problem is to ask your agents over and over again, what is the list of prospects you have, and now tell me the problems you're trying to solve for them. And the answer cannot be to buy or sell a house. It has to be deeper than this, more relevant. The actual reason the prospect is looking to buy a house or sell a house, and most people don't know this because they don't ask. They don't ask the five whys that gets to the bottom of exactly what's going on in the client's mind and in their life that enables them or encourages them to make that next step. The person who knows the answer to this question will win that prospect for good.